Blog Talk Radio.
Kenichiwa, bitches. It's your girl, Cam, a.k.a. Karma, back in it, Brick House Radio. What up, though? All right, want to introduce my co-host, Mr. Pooty, the new Judy on duty. What's up, baby? Say hello to your new fans, boo.
What's going on, everybody? This your boy, Pooty, also known as Prince Harley. Good to know me. You already know.
That's what's up. So we back 2016. Seeing what the fuck is popping. Black History Month over. My man Cat Williams, he done got his little feelings hurt at the end of the month, got locked up. Sorry to hear that, Cat. You my nigga, though. I would like to just be there to laugh at you and Kevin Hart. That's my thing. Because y'all funny as shit and y'all little as a motherfucker. So good luck
with
that.
Their little asses is funny as fuck. Them two in the battle, I think Cat'll give it to Kevin, though. I think Cat'll eat Kevin alive in the battle.
I don't know. Some of them ill noises that Kevin Hart make, oh, my God, that should be ready to have me pee myself. Like, I'm going to tell you one of the funniest things I've seen Kevin Hart do, and a lot of people probably could agree with me on this. Ride Along, when he rocked off that shotgun and it hit him in his chest and his stomach and knocked him back in that box, oh, my God, I had to keep rewinding it. I can't help it.
Nah, that's what was funny.
That, oh, my God, that shit jump kicked his ass right in that box like a toy. How you throw your toys in the back of the toy box, that's what he looked like. That shit was hilarious. But I do want to acknowledge our special guest this evening. A lot of y'all know him. He's one of the hottest DMV artists. He's a rapper. He's a father. He's an activist. He's a great guy. Anybody that meet him, just his energy is wonderful. His name is Sel Spitfire. He's from Annapolis. He represents the DMV to the fullest. You may see his artwork in a lot of places, and you didn't even know, but just know the style. And I'm telling you, he's very talented. Yo, he'll paint anything. I'm totally convinced. He was detailing and repainting, you know, the little hoverboards, customizing them.
The hoverboards?
Hoverboards. The little
hoverboards?
Scooter joints, two wheels. Yeah, I know he got his money Christmas time because a lot of people was getting them for their kids, and I'm telling you, he definitely is talented. Okay, we'll talk to Sel later on towards the 9 o'clock hour, around 8:45. He should be calling in, and we'll, you know, chop it up with him so everybody can get to know who he is. So what's popping with you, Pootie?
All right now, you already know, getting some things together for this fashion show that we got coming up, the Brick House Fashion Show, the Down for Queens Fashion Show, doing choreography. So at this moment, trying to put everything together, get all that situated, get my dancers together. Going to be one of the hottest shows in Connecticut. Stay tuned for that.
Oh, that's what's up. What's the date on that again?
We're looking for June 10th, but we don't have a set date, June 10th or June 11th, but June 10th most definitely in Bridgeport, Connecticut. It's going down, the Downward Queen Fashion Show.
Oh, that's what's up. So y'all listen up, keep listening to us. So if y'all in the CT area, y'all can go ahead and stop by and get your little fashion on and, you know, represent for the, you know, the fine fist and make sure that everything is on point. All right, back. So something else I wanted to touch bases on, shout out to all my motherfucking thousand heirs out there right now. Uncle Sam got y'all looking right. I feel sorry for whoever car going to be gone by June and you can't go to the fashion show because you was balling for a little bit and then that shit dried up. Yeah, you know, me personally, I'm a hustler. I'm from Bywaters, you know.
Gotta get it.
That's what we do. We, you know, it ain't all about selling drugs. It's whatever your hustle is, you know what I mean? So whatever you do to make sure that you get a couple dollars in your pocket, like we always say, baby, by hook or by crook. We got to get there. We got babies to feed, so a bitch can say whatever they want to say about Cam, but she aight. Because if you ever see me, boo, I ain't missing no meals. Yeah, you might see me walking. You might see me riding a bus in a car, a rental car, but you might see me on a fucking scooter. But I'm getting mine, believe that, and I'm out there with a purpose. So don't think just because I'm walking or whatever that I'm completely assed out. Even when I was assed out, I wasn't assed out.
You wasn't assed out. You wasn't assed out. There's no such thing as being assed out when you were hustling, not for nothing.
Oh, hell no. And, you know, I can't deal with that. I can't, you know, I talk about people. Let's keep it a stack. That's why I'm on the radio right now, baby, because I'm here to talk about y'all because I know y'all talk about me. But as long as you telling the right shit, that's when we won't have no problems. But don't falsify no shit. You feel me, Pootie?
All that fake shit, all that phony shit, all that reading books and all that corny shit, that's for the birds. You leave that for the birds. Speak facts. Facts is the new shit in 2016. If you can't speak facts, you shouldn't speak nothing at all.
Yeah, so, yeah, my thousand ass, I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to sit on mine. I ain't gonna lie. ain't balling out of control. You know what I mean? Nigga, bills is paid. You feel me? The lights
nigga, bills is paid. The kids is fed. The rent due. Everything all paid and caught up. Shit, we straight over here.
Yeah, definitely. So I want to shout out to, and also in cahoots with the shouting out the thousandaires, all y'all bad mouth biddies, check this out. If your kids got on Jordans and your mouth looks like you got ran into by a Michael Jordan truck on a drunk night, then I'm going to need you to reissue your priorities. And I'm not saying that to talk about it because there's people out there that maybe can't afford it. Understandable. But shorty, if you spend $10,000 to buy a car or to, you know what I mean? Like, your smile, that is important. I'm not saying it to be evil, but it's more a health thing. Take care of your mouth. And it is not becoming for a lady to have a raggedy mouth. You have a raggedy mouth?
Gingivitis.
That's not cool
either. Gingivitis ain't cool. Gingivitis
yeah, but
ain't
you know
cool.
What?
Keep your mouth together.
Right, but when you see a dude with a chipped tooth, you be like, all right, I can work with that. You know what I mean? But a lady, a female with that, or just your shit gone, like, shout out to everybody that go buy them shits. Like, replace, like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm a victim of the chipped tooth gang. You know, me
I
and
got
my was twins for a while.
I got mine fixed.
Around there, I just can't have my shit whistling. I just can't be spitting all over the place and I can't do that. I can't do that. Like, I ain't gonna lie, it happened when I was little. My mother took me to the dentist and me, I don't give a fuck how fucked up my life was. Nigga always had health insurance. Thanks, mommy and daddy, for looking out. Obama ain't had to do what y'all did it.
Thank you.
Know, he took
Capitalizing kids. Obama just fixed it up a little bit. Mommy and daddy, thank you, though. See, y'all got the real MVPs. But since we're talking about Black History Month, let's get on this Beyonce controversy. You know, with that whole Super Bowl shit that she had going on. How about that, saying that it's a race thing with all that going on? Me, personally, I feel like all she's doing is pretty much bigging up her race, you know? Anybody else big up their race, or she's bigging up her race. She's bigging up the black. What's wrong with that? I don't see a problem with that.
Well, look, my thing of it is, like, as far as I just need everybody, like, okay, let's Trump. Okay, like, Trump. Like, really, I do not want you to be my president. I wish I could re-elect. I wish Barack could be president until he died. Now, any, you know, Obama, anti-Obama people, I'm sorry. Delete yourself from my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you may be at. But that nigga's cool as fuck. And for real, a lot of people can say what they want about Barack, but when he first got in office, he apologized like his first fucking term. It was apologies. He had to go all the way around the world and apologize for shit that our presidents then did to people before he even showed up.
But shit that he didn't even do. Shit that he didn't even do, he was apologizing for. That's crazy, though.
Right. So my thing of it is, as far as the politics of it, this shit is crazy because if we elect Donald Trump, what the fuck? Like, it's going to be, like, black people, I don't think we're going to kill ourselves. I don't think we're going to do a mass suicide. I think we're a little stronger than that. But as far as our mentalities, because it's starting to arise now with a lot more racial tension and it's spilling over and it's spilling over. Like, after a while, when it's spilling over, where does the spillover go? It's going to explode after a while because there's going to be nowhere else for any more. Like, that's why niggas are stealing guns, because the revolution would not be televised. And I don't want to be a prophet on this, but I'm going to lock my doors. And it's going to be like the Purge of this piece. And it's going to be the war on us. Any minority, black people, we number one on the list. You know, Latino, biracial, gay, anything that you're not, that's not pure to whoever, yo, We got to stick together. If y'all ain't never heard me say, now, I'm one of them bitches, I will punch you in your mouth if you disrespect. Now, you know, I be 40 this year. No, you know, shout out to the 40 and overs that still look like we're in our 20s. But real shit, yeah, I will. But it's like, yo, it's time to spread that love. Like, whatever you got left in you this year, if we don't want to see Trump in office, we got to pull together. We got to figure out a way to get it in line so that he is not our president. And right now, yo, I'm kind of nervous. People may not agree with Hillary being in office. She's a female. But, you know, that's groundbreaking. That's history. Just like we voted for Barack, we can vote for Hillary and let her be the first woman president. Because I'm not saying a black woman should do it. Whoever's qualified and in line that can do it in and not be Trump. That's where I'm at with it.
Think about it like this. When Bill was in office, Hillary was behind Bill. So you already know Hillary knows what she's doing. So I'm not against her. I'm all for Hillary going into office, but we need 18 to 25-year-olds to start voting. If the youth don't start voting, we ain't going to get nowhere.
Exactly. And to all my youngins, like, I try to make sure I outreach to everybody doing it. Like, that's the one thing I'm proud of. Since I was 18, Joe, I voted. I may not do a whole bunch of the little primaries and local governments, but if it's something that catch my eye and I think it definitely is affecting me possibly directly, I'm on it. And presidential elections, I've never missed one. I done stood out in the cold. I done stood out in the rain. Whatever it took for me to vote, I done left work early, then went to work late. Whatever it took for me to get my vote and cast my vote, yes. And let me tell you some slick shit that happened. How about maybe about 8 years ago, they changed my status on my voter registration card. So if anybody's listening, you have your voter registration card, keep it, hold on to it, and make sure when they send you a new one, you read it. They had me listed as a Republican. I went off.
Now that's bullshit. A Republican, though?
Republican. I've been a Democrat since I first knew what a Democrat was. I was in elementary school. Was like, that's what I'm going to be when I vote. That's
not
what I'm
going to
be.
You ain't rich. You can't be a Republican. You're not rich, nigga.
First of all, shout out to all the Democrats, because we in her. Like, ultimately, that's what I felt comfortable with. When I first took in that information and I wasn't just reading school books, honey. I wasn't just reading what they was giving me. And I'm going to tell you, this is the one thing I thank my dad for, God rest his soul. Yo, I read a whole set of black encyclopedias. A whole set.
The black encyclopedias? Wow.
He purchased. Well, I was an honor roll student in school. I spoke French. You know what I mean? I played basketball. You know, that's what I did. And he just was feeding it. I'm like a sponge, B. Any information like that, yo, that's why, white people can't tell me shit. And I have a lot of people that are Caucasian and white that are my family. Like, to me, they don't count. I'm talking about them ones that's marching around with Trump. Them is white people. Crackers, honkies, whatever you want to call them. That's white people. The bitch that jump in front of you in line when you at the store and look at you and call you a nigga. I'm talking about that bitch.
Yeah, that bitch everywhere.
Yeah. I'm talking about the nigga that steal your parking space. Now, I'm calling him a nigga and he white because it's just ignorant. All because he saw it was you trying to get that parking space. So he just did it to be smart. Oh, yeah. Tried it.
Oh, niggas is crazy.
Like, that's the one thing, like, a lot of the stuff I know is survival. And that's the thing with me being militant. That's the one thing a lot of my surrounding people, unless you're my immediate family, don't know. I'm militant as shit. Like, my father, he was ex-military. He served as a police officer until he retired for 20 years. And I'm going to tell you, I don't take no shit. And I'm not no dumb bitch. So don't ever for once think, even if you see me out with the bonnet and the crashed Uggs on, that, oh, she's a poop putt. Oh, no, I'm a queen, baby, and can't nobody tell me different. Nobody.
Shout out to all my kings and queens out here.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to all my bitches with fat asses. Let me tell y'all, y'all flat butt bitches, y'all don't know what our life like. Y'all don't know what it's like. Y'all don't know what it's like to walk past something and your ass knock shit over. You got to excuse yourself, hope it ain't get on your clothes or mess nobody else's clothes up. Or you break shit. Oh, do you know how many glasses this ass done broke on an accident bumping into a counter?
Hold on. But I mean, I got to talk about the skinny. You know, these little flat-ass girls, their pockets be touching when they walk, you know. Come on now. We got to give them credit for.
No, but see, they usually got big titties, though. See, it's my, like, let me tell you something. My cousin, now me and her, we first cousins. Like, her father, my father, they brothers. They was brothers. God rest both of them. But, yo, I told her together we the perfect match because she has some big-ass titties and I had the buns. I was like, yo, they put us together. You know, we look alike. Like, you can tell we cousins. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So for that shit, I was like, yo, like, I don't know what that flat butt life like. I don't know what it's like. You know, I got a lot of my whole girl. One of my whole girls, she was like, long as it's fat when I'm bent over, I'm good. I'm like, all right, bitch, you know, flat buns need love, too. But, yeah, shout out to all my fat-ass bitches, though. Yeah, I don't know what it is. And no shouts out to you implant whores. How about that? I'm talking about natural thickness. I'm not talking something that the doctor had to pull out of a delivery box and then insert, or there had to be some type of needle or injection involved. I'm talking about that cornbread fed. I'm talking about that. I'm talking about you got a big ass because your grandmother, mama got a big ass. Or, you know, your aunt on your father's side got a big ass. Like, you got a big ass because it's in your DNA.
Collard greens
and
cornbread.
What?
Shout out to all my real black girls. That way they real here. This weave shit is
epidemic. Shout out to me right now. My pony hanging in the closet. Shout out to me. Yeah. Oh, natural. Oh, yeah, shout out to the old naturals. We got to shout them out all night.
All night, them old natural girls, you know.
Dogs, because them the bitches I'm going to have to call when I got to give up the creamy crack. That's who I'm going to have to call. Like, bitch, I know how to grease and part my shit. Like, bitch, I'm going to just be Cleo. I'm just going to wear cornrows all the time. But you be like, yo, is that... Huh?
Is you going to wear cornrows all the time?
That's what I'm going to have to. I can do
back
that by myself.
Bring it back to the effort.
Literally. Oh, but you know that baby hair, that's going to be popping. I'm going to make sure I keep that. I'm going to have to hide that because if we have to go underground, see Alan, I don't like beans. I don't eat beans. So to have to go underground to eat beans and rice, and like a lot of shit I can rough it. I'm from Southeast. So a lot of shit I can live without electricity, hot water. Like I can figure that shit out. But nigga, my food, that's my heart. That's my heart. And a sister do not eat beans. And if I got to eat that and got a nappy head, I'm going to be miserable as fuck.
You don't eat beans?
Hell no.
You're the first black person I know that don't eat beans.
Let me show you something. If it got an ean in it, keep it away from me. First and foremost, I don't eat. Okay, I do eat green beans. I just started eating just like cut ones. I will only eat French cut. Yeah, I was bougie with them. Like, if I'm going to eat a bean, this is the only bean I will eat. I don't eat lima beans. I don't eat pork and beans. I don't eat baked beans. I don't eat navy beans. Yeah, I'm going to sound like Bubba Gump in this motherfucker because I don't eat bean dip. That shit give me, oh, my God. You know, when you get that feeling, you throw up in the back of your throat a little bit, that's the feeling that think about beans give me. Like, my mother got to the point, she would tell me to leave the house if she was going to fix something. Like, this, even the smell made me nauseous. No, fuck a bean.
I said, fuck a bean.
Fuck a bean. A bean can suck it. Definitely. So how are things going in the Connecticut, Rhode Island area, Mr. Pootie? Yeah, shout out to CEO, Brick House CEO. She on the controls, you know, so she just let the little birdies fly tonight. You know, she in the control room. So we still got to be on our P's and Q's because Big Mama listening. So shout out to her, and we love you.
Yeah.
So what is the, I mean, Okay, well, the one thing that I know that I've been dealing with a lot in my life, and a lot of my people that's listening can relate, it's been a lot of unnecessary violence, like community violence. Like, that shit needs to stop. You know, I wasn't born in Annapolis, but, you know, I got a lot of love for Annapolis, and to have, to see, to know that, like, my schoolmates are burying their kids, like, it crushes me. It crushes me to see people I consider homeboys or homegirls grieving because they gone or their family member gone. Like, the drug life, yo, that shit is not what's up. And I'm telling y'all because I was able to make it through, barely, but I made it through.
Yeah.
And, yeah, doing all that time, going to jail, not seeing your kids, and, you know, all that shit is not cool, man. Like, if life right now isn't showing you, you got to figure out something better, then you really lost, brothers and sisters. And I'm going to be honest, and any of my listeners that got kids, like, don't give up on them. Don't give up on them, because I sure enough ain't giving up on mine until the dirt fall, you know.
The children is our future. The children is our future, right? The children is what we got to succeed us. That's all we got right now. The children is going to be the one who changed the world for us. Can't give up on them.
Right. You know, and the thing of it is, like, I have a 18-year-old, and shout out to Shil BB and my yeah baby. That's my grandson. And, you know, a lot of people counted her out. I wouldn't give up on her through tears, yelling, screaming, whatever. You know, she was a teen mom. But guess what, yo? She's in school for psychology. She already started checking bitches' head. Now, I don't know if that's because her mama crazy and she trying to figure me out, or is it because that she really is that intelligent and she wants to show that. And she is, you guys. Like, that's why me and her in school, we didn't get along, because I thought she was smoking what she was putting out there. You know what I mean? So shout out to Shil BB and my yeah baby, my grandson. He's adorable. And shout out to my husband for putting up with everybody. See you, Alan.
Hey, shout out to everybody out there, you know?
Yeah, so this is the reintroduction to Brick House Radio. We just shouting everybody out. We definitely, you know, appreciate everybody that's tuning in. And we want to make sure that, you know, the opinions that you hear on this show is strictly our opinions. So it's not taken away or trying to offend anybody. I mean, I'm used to offending people, you know. I came out offending motherfuckers. That's just how I was born. I just was offensive from the start. So don't expect for me to be nothing other than that. You know what I mean? And also, you know, I do talk crazy half the time, but it be true. And that's the one thing a lot of people respect about me, and that's the type of people that I've learned to associate myself with. If you're not in a place to give me some good energy and all you want to do is throw shots or sideline hate or, you know, whisper behind my back, and, you know, that goes for anybody. If that's the type of person you are, you need to be alone in your misery. You need to stay right there in your little box and don't do that to people, because you rain on people's happiness a lot and it's terrible. But luckily, you get offended when you come across somebody that got their umbrella. Like, you're not going to rain on me, shorty. I'm going to keep it moving. You know, y'all need to give up on that. That's real childish, and the hateration is definitely ugly. So we definitely don't want to, you know, continue with that in 2016. Feel me? And shout out to everybody that's really not, like, I'm not a celebrity. I'm hood famous. And shout out to all my hood famous motherfuckers, because my daughter be like, Ma, we can't go nowhere without somebody knowing you. We go McDonald's, we anywhere. And it's all love. You know what I mean? Ain't always shade. It's all love. I definitely, definitely, you know, appreciate the love. But, yeah, like,
shout out to all the hood celebrities out there. Not the best up to sit up in the hood. We're not talking about y'all. The hood celebrities, I give respect everywhere you go. Shout out to y'all, who we winning.
Exactly, because we warriors. We the hustlers. So you got to respect, you know, the hood people. You know, everybody ain't ghetto. It's a difference between being hood and being ghetto. ghetto is that shit you see when they fighting and all that. You know, shit like that happen in hood, though, I will admit. But we look better when we do it. It be sad sometimes. Shout out to everybody getting their ass whooped on the internet. That's what's up.
I have seen ass whooped on the internet. Shout out to y'all for getting your ass on the internet. World star popping.
Yeah, but definitely.
Like, this whole Black Lives Matter, like, everybody keeps saying Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, but every time I turn around, it's a video of two black girls or two black guys out there fighting. How can y'all be mad at the cops for killing and doing crazy shit to our people when we doing the same shit?
Exactly. But it be white kids on there, too. They fights be sorry as shit. That's why I know nobody won't post they shit. Shout out to the sorry-ass fighters. Shout out to them. But no, so, I mean, that's what you see. That's what the media does. It portrays. It pumps. It, we are supposed to be, like, the lowest scum of the earth. Black lives do matter, because it wasn't for black lives, it would be no lives. We was the first people. As light-skinned as the fuck I am, yes, I claims my people. Yes, I did. They always say the light-skinned ones be the most militant. That's what I heard. But shout out to us. Shout out to all the light skins.
Shout out to all those caramel skin people out there.
Right. Well, you know, I'm really excited about our upcoming guest. And, you know, like, me and him, like, we ain't never had sleepovers, but, like, I respect him. And, you know, I've watched him blossom into the man that he is. And it's really, really amazing. Like, you know, I to have him to come on here today, you know, is an honor. And I definitely, you know, want to make sure that everybody, you know, has an opportunity to tune in and listen, because he's got a lot of positive things to say, as well as very creative. And that's the part with the positivity that makes it work for him. Shout out to Sal. So,
His mind stimulated. He found other things to do with his mind, and that's the problem. We don't have a lot of things to do with our mind. Some of us turn to books. Some of us turn to art. Some of us turn to the streets. We got to educate ourselves. Keep our minds active.
And you know what? He took the opportunity to do what his heart felt. And yeah, he rhymed. He do all of that. But you know, it's just something about when he paints or airbrushes or, you know, when he does anything, you can just see the time and effort and the love and the passion that he goes, you know, that he puts into it. It's like if you go to his page, you can see, yo, he got pictures with Jadakiss. He made pictures of Lauryn Hill. Like, oh, my God. Like, it is amazing, you know. And, you know, everybody support him. Like, I don't have any of his artwork yet, but I definitely give him his props. You know, I definitely give him his props. And, you know, he's talented. And, you know, he's into making his people better. You know, he's definitely into, you know, he ain't running around here waving guns. He ain't doing all of that, you know. But he definitely, you know, got his ear to the concrete. And that's what a lot of people are failing to do these days. They're not in tune with what's, you know, going on around them. They're so wrapped up in themselves that they don't see the big picture, you know. They always say, you know, the revolution will not be televised. So, you know, everybody, and you got to open that third eye, you know. You got to focus on what is going to work for you. You can't worry about what nobody else thinks. You got to stay in your lane. But be the best you can be. That's what I tell my kids. You ain't got to be the most extravagant dresser. You ain't got to be but be the best you can be, you know. And believe it or not, it's working. It's definitely
you only got
working.
One. Got to be you. You got to be you. You can't be nobody else. Anybody else is taken. You got to be yourself.
And that's what a lot of people. Yeah, they bite off of other people. Like, I can't get with that. Like, I've never been a chick. Like, I may see a pair of shoes that somebody, like, got on, and I may like them, but I'm not going to run and go buy the same shoes, the same pants, the same shirt, the same skull. Oh, you know, however you accessorize it, it's not going to be the same. It's going to give a whole different aspect to that shoe. And that's what people don't do. They don't get their shoes and, you know, elaborate on it. They get the shoes and they want everything. They want the same hairdo. They want, no, shorty, be you.
But there's no originality. There's no originality anymore. There's none. Everybody want to be what they. Everybody want to be what they see. Nobody want to go out and do their own thing and be their own person. That's crazy. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, and that's why.
Being yourself, be you. That's all you can be. That's the object of the day. Be you. Be you. Can't be nobody else but yourself. Remember that.
That's definitely, you know, why I appreciate everybody in my circle, because I'm a wild motherfucker. Like, I do a little bit of everything. My husband just be like, just pick something, just one thing. And, you know, just so happened, the one thing that has been doing well for me is the web radio. Shout out to all my listeners. You know, if you feel like you want to shout out while I'm on here, feel free to inbox me. I'm going to shout you out. You know, we're going to make sure you get heard. You know, if there's any topics that we're talking about later on in the show, you know, once we, you know, talk to Mr. Spitfire, we're going to go into some calls and make sure, you know, you got your questions ready. And, you know, oh, and you can get hung up on, just for the record. Just, you know,
oh,
don't
yes,
come in with
disrespect. We don't tolerate disrespect. We don't tolerate disrespect. That's what we don't tolerate, no disrespect.
Yeah, and then if you do disrespect, then we really going to shit on you, and I don't think you want that. So let's try to keep it light and family-oriented with a lot of cuss words. That's what we trying to do right here. We trying, you know, we ain't trying to turn it into a world star moment, you know, show some love. Oh, shout-out to my man Scott. He tuned in to us, putting his ear to the concrete. He's one of the good guys, you know what I mean? So if you in his area and you see him, he's an officer, but he's a black man, you know what I mean? He's not trying to bring us down, you know, he's trying to work from the inside out, and I really respect him for that, you know, so shout out to my man.
Scott. Shout out to you, Scott.
Right? Man, keeping our baby safe. Shout out to that. And we appreciate you, Scott. You know, he all in my inbox and shit. It goes down like that, but not like that, because, see, Allen don't play that shit. She is faithful. So when you see the buttons out, you just get your little look on. He may see you looking. He ain't going to say shit, but long as you don't touch, we good. So shout out to C. Allen once again. So definitely make sure. So I want to get my man, Mr. Sel Spitfire, on. It's at about 8:45-ish, so we definitely want to give him his time to let him get his platform and do what he's going to do. We want to make sure that, you know, everybody, if you have any questions additional, you know, where it'll be up to him whether or not he wants to take calls while he's on air. We ain't taking no orders on the air, though, so black folk, we know how y'all is. Like, Sel won't call me back. Let me get my order in real quick. We ain't fucking with that tonight. So go through the proper channels, make your order. But if you want to call in and show them some love, you definitely can do that. So shout out to Bow Waters and Focus Entertainment. We definitely got to put them in the building. That's why we here. You know what I mean? Shout out to Dot and the rest of Focus Entertainment, Mr. C. Allen, all my little Bow Water honeys that might be tuned in, some Bowwater-affiliated honeys, because there's a lot of bitches I fuck with that ain't from Bowwaters. And, you know, that's what it is. So I definitely want to spread this love, but also, you know, we're going to get back to the fuckery once we get Mr. Sel on the line. I'm waiting for my little operation boss lady, Miss Brickhouse herself, go ahead and do her thing, and then we'll definitely be able to get it caught up in a minute. But, yeah, back to Cat Williams and Kevin Hart real quick. Fucking Cat, when I first saw him, he was funny as hell. And he's so little.
Little.
But he's so little. I'm going to need a comedian. I'm gonna need the comedians to not be beefing. I'm gonna need that. Like, I need y'all to keep bringing the funny. Like, if we got too much other beef in our life going on, we can't have the motherfuckers that make us laugh beefing. Like, what the fuck is that about? Who wants to go through that? Like, that's not cute at all. Like, no, I'm not shouting that out. Like, that's a non-out. That's a not-out. Like, you get a not-out on beefing.
So I'm hearing they're going to come out with a new Friday.
You know, people be trying to boost me up on the internet, be tagging me and shit, that be having me thinking it's going to be everybody on there or whatever. And I be like, yo, you lying like a motherfucker. Like, I ain't gonna just believe that because you tagged me to it. But, you know, it's a dream. You know, dreams do come true. You feel me? We got another Star Wars. You know what I'm saying? So, dreams do come true. So, you know, I guess if we keep putting it out there that we need that, and guess what? I'd like to see it. I definitely would watch it. You know, but I don't like when sometimes the how do I want to put it? The box sets or the movies, the sequels, like, they start getting dumb. I don't like that.
After a while, it's like, they don't have anything to talk about, they don't have anything to write about anymore, so it starts getting mad whack. Like, that's what happens when you do continuous movies and don't know what the fuck you got going on.
That's definitely not. Yeah. So I just want to make sure that, you know, everybody know that, like, that sequel shit, that shit can get fucked up, but it's when it continues to be exciting and got you wanting more, that's when it's okay. Like, Star Wars, that shit been going on since I was little. So that's what keeps people intrigued, and they keep, you know, a lot of the original characters and stuff, that shit is hot. Can't get past that. That shit is definitely hot. I thought I was going to cry when Lil Yoda died, though. I thought I was going to cry because I like Lil Yoda because he was that nigga. He was the best Jedi of them all. And ain't nobody kill him, though. That's the one thing about Yoda. That nigga was like 600, 700, 800 years old. Ain't nobody kill him. He faded out because of time. Not because the nigga took him out. He was nice with that lightsaber. That's the shit. So, we still waiting on Miss Brickhouse herself. And is there anything else that you would like to address before, you know, we get Mr. Spitfire on the line and dig all up in his bee's knees?
Just want to shout out the boss lady for keeping me on my T's and Q's, keeping me on my toes. She kept me together, you know. Remember, I had my worst times. I've been stressed out. I've been wanting to do some crazy shit. Want to go back to the streets, revert back to that life. Boss lady kept me together. Shout out to her. Ms. Brickhouse herself.
Yeah, definitely shout out to her. Like, I can truly say, you know, we've been friends for years now, and that's crazy. Like, this is what brought me and her together, like, web radio. Like, that shit is so fire. Definitely, definitely, definitely shout out to her.
She's a business lady. She's a business lady. She's about her business, man.
Damn, like, you know, she trying to hold her little team together. That's what all of us trying to do, and, you know, at the end of the day, and just try to do the right thing the whole time, you know. But people make it hard sometimes because the devil's always working, I hear. So I ain't never met him for myself, but I think I done ran into a couple of his representatives, and I wasn't taking too kindly to that. But just, you know, that's what everybody's trying to do, man. We just trying to survive. That's why we cannot let Trump in office. Whatever we got going on right now, that shit is going to be fucked.
Hell yeah. Get out and vote. Get out and vote. 18 to 25, y'all votes do count. So all votes count. Get out and vote.
Yes. Yes.
All
please
get out
there.
Get out and vote. Y'all want change?
Get your driver's license. When you get your ID, whenever you go to motor vehicles, if you go to the Department of Social Services, you can go online. There's so many different places you can register. If you don't know, then ask somebody straight up because somebody's going to tell you. Like, black people, we done went through a lot just for that right. And for people to not exercise that right, that shit burns up. It burns me up when you see the footage of us being, you know, doing sit-ins, not us personally, but our forefathers, our ancestors, people, you know, three or four generations before us, you know, what they had to go through so we can have what we have right now. People complain about, oh, I ain't got this and I ain't got that. Shorty, it's always somebody that got it worse. It's always somebody that got it worse. You cry about not having a car, but you got a job. At least you got a job. You can save to buy a car. There's some people that don't got a job. There's some people that don't got a place to live but still go to work. You feel what I'm saying? So it's always a way if it's a way. You just got to make a way. You can't give up. You can't lay down and die. You got to keep fighting. But fight for the right reasons, and your hands and guns ain't always the answer. Sometimes you just got to use that old nugget, and you just got to outsmart them sometimes. You got to be smarter than the average bear. So we have Mr. Sal on the line. What's up, brother?
Hey, nothing. How y'all doing?
Oh, man, we chilling, brother. We chilling. You know, that's how I talk to you. I got to feel like I get to be on my sister shit. Like, yeah, brother, you know.
That's what's up. Can y'all hear me pretty good?
Oh, yeah, you sound.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so introduce yourself, Mr. Spitfire.
What's going on, everybody? Name is Sel Spitfire. What I'm best known as, real name is Carmicel Brown. If you don't know, now you know I am the Black Picasso painter, graphic designer, activist, and, you know, real humble dude representing Annapolis all day. And shout out to Brick House Radio for having me through tonight.
And shout out to you for being on here. I'm so tickled. Because how my boy Carmicel doing? Look, that's why I asked you what you call. I got to ask my, if y'all don't know, Carmicel has the cutest little boy. I'm going to tell you, he looks just like him. I get so tickled with him all the time. And when I saw him, and he was like, yo, he just keep going and going. I said, well, his name Dorso. Remember when we was doing the walk for Ronisha? I said, his name Dorso. Because he is definitely a Sal, but he just keep going.
Yeah, that's my little twin right there. Shout out to my son, man. He might be up listening to this episode right now.
Oh, that's all good, man. You got to support daddy. You know, it's probably a little bit past bedtime. I know mine's going down in about 15. I don't play.
My son, his bedtime started in between 10:30 p.m. and midnight. Blame it on his mother, but ever since she got him on that, that's his regular bedtime now.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever works for y'all. Shout out to parents. Like, deal with it. You're like, yeah, I had to send mine all the way on the third floor. Like, I got to go to the basement with this tonight because I can't deal with everybody crying for juice in the background. I ain't going to be able to do it tonight.
Right. I'm glad my son ain't here because he'd have been in here asking me a million questions while I'm doing this interview.
Yeah, well, the one parent, youngest one, she'd have been still asking for snacks. I made her a milkshake and put her out of her misery. She can go ahead and take a shower and go about business now.
That's what's up, man.
Enlighten us, you know, I'm just fascinated with the art, and I ain't gonna lie, but, you know, there's some other things that you've been into lately. You know, you made a little trip out there with Detroit, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, tell us about that and that experience.
Well, first, the trip to Detroit was part of Saviors Day 2016. If you're not familiar with Saviors Day, that's pretty much the Nation of Islam's Christmas. They celebrate the birthday of Master Farad Muhammad, and that's the first creator of the Nation of Islam. And that's basically, you know, that's their Christmas. So they gather all of the Muslims up, and it was spearheaded by Minister Louis Farrakhan. He delivered the keynote address, which was basically divine instructions on what we should do as a nation to help build these communities and build people in the communities that's suffering from whatever that may be. It all started with the 10-10-15, which was the second annual Million Man March. And that was when he was basically aligning his soldiers, and the Savior's Day in Detroit was basically the instructions to follow up from 10-10-15. So that's what that was all about. But it was an amazing experience. It was just like going to, like, the NFL Hall of Fame. You could go in there and see pictures of Malcolm X that you probably never seen in some of these magazines or history books. You got to see personal letters written from Malcolm X's wife to Elijah Muhammad's wife. They had all types of documents. They had certain rooms that you couldn't actually take pictures in. You could just, you know, view the artifacts. They had vendors there selling Nation of Islam books, clothing, all types of stuff, man. It's just a very welcoming environment and family of people. And before I did my research about the Nation of Islam, I had a lot of misconceptions and assumptions about them. But as I've been doing my studies and teachings, it's definitely a powerful group of religious people that believe in Allah and believe that Allah is the only God. And we believe in building our people up. So, you know, that's what it was about, man. It was just a very humbling trip for me and my wife. And, you know, it's a journey that we still venturing off on, learning a lot more, but it's definitely something that I would tell other people to do their research on, because I've been seeing a lot of people make assumptions about the Nation of Islam, making assumptions about Louis Farrakhan and what his motives are. But once you do your research and find out a little bit more about the nation, you definitely can gain some type of respect from it, and I'm sure you will learn a lot of valuable teachings. So that's what it was about.
And, well, that's wonderful. You know, I appreciate, you know, the pictures, and that's why I love that one picture of you. I was like, yo, I got to use that one, because that's a nice pick, and that Joan is right. But definitely, you know, the only thing, you know, I stay on joke time. The only thing that I love pork. That's the only thing that got me. That's my one sin, brother. That's my one sin. Like, oh, my
you,
God.
You ain't the only one. I love bacon. I still find myself making orders for it now. My girlfriend got smacked me on my hand and tell me, like, you know you ain't supposed to be eating bacon, right?
Oh, man. So, man, see, Alan act like he wasn't going to eat bacon for a while. You know you've been going through crack withdrawals.
Yeah, man. But one thing they got a lot of books out, though. If you read, like, one of the books that I got in my collection is How to Eat to Live, and that was written by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and you'll find a lot of insightful things about a lot of the stuff that we eat. It's not just bacon that's one of the main things they tell you not to eat, but it's a lot of other foods that we try to get people to stir away from as well.
Well, I got to stir away from certain things. I'm type 2, but, you know, shout out to me, because I ain't on no insulin. I don't take that metformin. Like, that's the one thing that I am thankful for, that I've been around enough diabetics in my life to figure out how to take care of it, you know, the best way I can. Because I watch those, you know, injections of the insulin. Like, you know, I got a cousin right now, his early 40s, my nigga, he's on dialysis. He was an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And it took him out just that fast. You know, he's still alive. You know, I don't mean take him out. I mean just, you know, because black people need to be on top of that, you know. It's a lot of stuff that, you know, we miss out on. But that's why I wanted you on here, because there's a lot of people that maybe need to hear what you just said, you know.
Yeah.
But that's just the one thing that can't roll over is bacon.
Yeah, and that could be, I mean, that's for any religion, though, man. I feel like we got to be more conscious of everything we eat, especially fast food, because outside of bacon, you got a lot of these fast food companies that are changing the ingredients to their food right under our nose. They're not giving us any warning or any commercials or anything to let us know. Like for instance, Taco Bell, I think they only using like 15% real meat in their tacos now. The rest of that shit is artificial and man-made for you.
You know,
like,
what?
It's crazy.
But you know what? That's why I don't eat out a lot no more. Like, yo, I can't even tell you when the last time we had KFC. Like, that's the one thing about my husband that I love. He definitely watch what we eat. Like, he rather make something fresh from scratch than to have to go to the store. You know, everybody like their little go-out spots. You know, hey, shout out to Fridays, because I love them niggas. Like,
yeah,
shout out to
still
them.
In Fridays.
But,
you still hit up Fridays.
Right, but just certain stuff, but it's not a constant thing. But, yeah, we don't eat out as much as we used to. Like, certain things we'll eat, like pizza, but, like, we'll make them at home. You know what I mean? Because you know where you're getting the ingredients from, because it's right there. You know, sometimes these restaurants, you don't know what they're using to put your food together.
Right. Definitely.
Oh.
So that's a message for everybody, man. Do your research about what you eat. You're not trying to... We already got these coppers out here killing us. Don't let the food you eat kill you even quicker.
You said you're
right,
an artist,
you definitely
right?
got to be on top.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm, like a lot of soup. Yeah, I feel you. Sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
So when did you start drawing? When did you realize that art became your passion?
Art has actually been one of my passions since a little boy. It first started in the Salvation Army after school program, which I thank my grandmother a lot for introducing me to at a young age, because it kept somebody like me busy, kept me doing something constructive. And every time we had an activity in the Salvation Army, anytime a detailed drawing, I was always getting a lot of compliments, not only from my peers, but from some of the people that was working there, some of the older cats. So I took heed to that. As I went into elementary school, I started my first clothing line with Devin Randall. I remember we called it LRAC for Lowell Randall and Sell. And we were selling T-shirts for $5 or $10, all hand-painted. And as time went on, I evolved, hopped around from a couple other clothing lines, and then eventually created my own that I have right now, along with my painting company, which I hand-paint canvases. I'm doing logos, anything entailed with graphic design, because I graduated from the TUT of Atlanta with an associate's degree in graphic design. So I really just been taking my artwork and being real dynamic with it, not sticking to one lane. If anybody needs any artistic services, I try to be available for that. I don't really say I don't do too many things, but it is a few things artistically that I don't do, which is like airbrush and a few other things. But to answer the question in short, I've been drawing my whole life.
But you're definitely passionate.
Say it again.
I said you're definitely passionate. Like, that's the one thing. I heard you rhyme. I done seen you perform, but it's something with that painting, boy. I'm telling you, that's something that I knew you for first. You know what I mean? So, you know, shout out to Kiva, because she was, like, one of your faithful, you know, customers. And I would see the stuff that she would get, I'd be like, yo, he right.
It's been a wild journey, man, from converting over to music, fully converting from music to art, because I've had a lot of people who, not saying they respected my music more, but they may have been more of a fan towards my music, and they kind of feel like they getting let down from not being able to hear me rap no more. But I'm telling them that it's all an art form, and I'm not really feeling music right now. I'm not feeling the type of music that's being put out by a lot of these mainstream artists and how they promoting them and stuff like that, and the degentrification of men in music. So that's one of the reasons I fully converted over to my art, man. It's been a total blessing meeting a lot of celebrities, meeting a lot of new clients from all over the world that don't mind spending money with me and don't know me from a can of paint, but they love my work and they love the way I handle business. So, you know, they supporting the movement.
That's what's up. Shout out to you again. Like, I'm telling you, man, like, I just watch from the sidelines, brother. I just see you doing your thing, and, you know, it does my heart good, because I'm not saying your mugshot. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not saying get shot. I'm saying a young black man, like, doing it from the heart, and that's the stuff that I respect. When it's from the heart, I can respect that.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Okay.
What would you say is one of your best pieces so far to date now?
Out of the paintings?
Yeah.
I think the Malcolm X, the abstract Malcolm X that I did, was one of my favorites, because out of all of my pieces, it's one of the most original. Even though it's a picture of someone, the way that I painted it was original. It's the first way that I did an abstract painting of somebody, and I don't know, I just like it every time I look at it. So that's one of my favorites. But all of them took blood, sweat, and tears to make. So I'm pretty sure y'all might have y'all own favorites as well, if y'all mind me asking. What is y'all favorites that y'all seen so far?
That's not fair.
I have yet to see any of your paintings. That's what I was going to ask you. Where can I find your paintings if I was looking for them?
Well, I just launched my website at the beginning of the year, myselfspitfire.com. I got all of my paint, most of my paintings up there that I've done last year, a few that I did this year. You can check out those, and you can also place an order if you're interested. That's www.selfspitfire.com. Or you can check me out all over the web. You can Google me and find me on Facebook, Instagram. Some of my stuff is on Pinterest. And I've just been trying to put it all over the web, man. So if you have trouble finding that, just hit me up. I'll definitely send you a link.
All right.
Well, I be all on this Facebook page. I don't miss nothing. Yes, I don't stalk. I twatch. You feel me? And one of my favorites, though, is the Lauryn Hill one. I love Lauryn Hill. And, oh, my God, when I seen that, I got chill bumps. Like, the hair stood up on the back of my neck. I was like, yeah, he the one.
Which Lauryn Hill? You saw the three-piece?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because Lauryn Hill is actually my top requested painting. I think I've painted like 6 paintings of Lauryn Hill so far.
And you wonder why. You wonder why. But no, like, yeah, them joints is definitely, like, I can't say I have a favorite, but that one, and it was another one you did. It's all of them. They're just running in my head right now. It's just, I just see colors and beautifulness. That's. But I like the one you did for Jadakiss. I like that one. I did like the one you did for 50 because I think you asked everybody to vote on that one or something.
Yeah.
And oh, shout out to you getting the DMV award for the artistry. Yeah, shout out to you for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You may take a bow.
I did.
Okay. Well, if it's up to you, if you want to drop any info, I think you already was plugging, but if you want to get all your plugging in, feel free to do that. And then, you know, if you want to stay on the line, that's up to you. And we're going to take some phone calls after the song. So, Sal, go ahead and drop your info, babe.
Everybody tuning in, first of all, I'd like to thank Brick House Radio again for giving me the opportunity. I want to thank everybody that's tuned in, because you didn't have to tune in to support the radio station or listen to me, but you know, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. And if you want to stay up to date with my work, follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at SelfSpitfire. Again, check out my new website. Check out my work. Drop me a few comments at www.selfspitfire.com. Also, I want to shout out some of my business partners and groups. That's all right with y'all. I want to shout out Kyle Williams from Tunnel Vision. We've been doing big things with the sporting apparel, doing orders for teams from high school to little league, flag football teams all over the world, man, and low-key doing this. So definitely follow us at the Tunnel Vision, because working with this guy has been such a pleasure, because you know how it is in the black community. They say everybody want to be for themselves. And being that he's from Glen Burnie and I'm from Annapolis, and we came together without any issues and basically building the next Nike or Reebok company. But being a people of color is an accomplishment to me. So I want to salute Kyle for giving me that opportunity, man, and we're going to continue to do big things. And we also just started help mentoring a boys group down in Southern Middle School. I don't know if y'all saw that post the other day.
I sure did.
I want to give a shout-out to Kojo, man. He's out doing it big in Pittsburgh right now. And Kojo's another supporter of me, even through all of the rumors of me and Kojo beefing and all of that, man. We've managed to stay close, do business with each other, and it's times when we call and give each other words of inspiration and motivation, because we see what we're doing, you know, from the outside looking in. We know what we're doing, and we feel like sometimes people from our own city don't really understand how big it is what we're doing, man. So shout out Kojo. And again, shout out y'all for the opportunity, man. I heard y'all speaking on the voting against Trump. I wanted to speak on that if possible, because I'm definitely on that movement, man. I want my people to really be aware of what's going on and the overall effect that we can have on the city of Annapolis if the wrong person gets into office. Like, I feel like a lot of us is pussyfooting and turning a blind eye to the whole issue. Well, I see more people online every day talking about who buying Jordans or whatnot, not talking about who they're going to vote for. Like, that's a big issue that we should be talking about, because that might determine where we might be living in the next 3 to 4 years. So definitely everybody
do your research.
And guess what?
Jordans ain't going to mean shit at that point.
Exactly. It's not. What you going to do if Trump get in and he say Maryland is going to be a white state and he want to go back to segregation? You know what I'm saying? And you got everybody out here having a plan to move outside of Maryland. And I don't know how serious that could be, but that's what I've been hearing. And I've been hearing this from people of power, people who know the insides of what's going on. So definitely I believe it's something about to go down March 16th. They're going to be doing a rally. I can give you all the address and stuff like that a little bit later, but they're going to be doing a no-Trump rally, just trying to get the black community out. We're not really set on who we voting for. We just know we don't want it to be a Republican. So, yeah, you know, I
don't want it to be him, brother. That's what Trump is a chump. Like, I can't. I'm ready to cry because I just don't want him in there. Like, I just foresee the ignorance and the backpedaling that's going to happen. Like, we think shit is messed up right now with Barack. Oh, my Lord, you let Trump in there?
Right, you thought shit was bad with Bush. I'm telling you, if you got white people that's in the Republican Party that's willing to tell you that Trump ain't shit and that he could literally do some, because his temperament is off. Like, it could take one small thing, somebody saying something to him or doing something to this country, and the way that he might react is gonna affect us all. Put it that way. So, yeah, we need somebody in there who humbly know what they're doing and going to think about the people when they make these decisions. And to me, Bernie Sanders is the best person for that. But I'm not 100% sure if I'm sold on giving him my vote just yet. But it's crazy. We have to vote for somebody.
Yeah, somebody. You just pick somebody, just not Trump. Hey, you can write a nigga in if you feel like it. If you feel like it's somebody else, do a paper ballot and pencil somebody in. Just don't pencil in Trump.
Don't fake
and write it in pen if that's you. So they can't erase it. Because they will try to get you. Like, what I said about my status, like, that was crazy, Sal. Like, if it wasn't for the fact that I pay attention to stuff, I picked up that voter registration card and I looked Republican. Oh, hell no. I hurry up and went and
you talking about on your card?
Yes. They sent me a new voter registration card. Now, it's been the same with the same address for all those years. Then all of a sudden, I went from a Democrat to a Republican. Now, what if I went and voted?
Right. So how many other people you think they probably did like that?
I don't know, but I called everybody I knew and told them, check your voter registration card. If you throw it in the trash, pull it out the trash, look at it, keep it on you. Keep it on you. Like, we died to be able to have that little piece of paper and wear it proud, but don't let them get you. Because you don't know how many of them. That's probably how Bush won that election that year. It's probably a lot of people that didn't look at their voter registration card and see that they had been shifted from a Democrat to a Republican because the Republicans got the credit for it.
Right. Right.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Dealing with the nation, Minister Farrakhan has started the idea to create the Justice Party. So instead of you being a Democrat or a Republican, he's presenting the idea to create the Justice Party so we can have our own representative that we know is going to be for justice, know is going to be for the communities and indigenous people, and they're going to make sure they're on the right fence, right side of the fence, and for all our needs. And that's what I'm waiting for because, like I said, these people they got running right now, I mess with Bernie, but at the end of the day, he's a Jew, and Jews is part of the people that's been getting over on us for years. So I don't know whether I should believe him or not. And then you got Hillary Clinton, who is low-key one of Trump's biggest supporters. They've been friends of the family for years. So it's like if you vote for Hillary Clinton and Trump, you're pretty much voting for the same people. The only thing, I think Hillary has a little better temperament than Trump. But, shit, she wicked. Got to watch out for her, too.
I just want Barack to stay. That's right. Pencil in Barack Obama. Anybody listening, if you want Barack to stay, get a paper ballot and pencil in Barack Obama.
Man, Barack should be trying to vote himself into that justice seat. I know y'all been hearing about the guy Scalia that died, and they saying Barack need to put somebody in his place. He should be putting himself in that place.
Oh,
so when he get up out of office, he's the commander of justice.
Right, but that's the thing of it. What's so funny about it is they probably will find a problem with that. Oh, right. He went on and set himself up to get that job. You know, like, it's a catch-22. You damned if you do and damned if you don't. But what we're going to now, Mr. Sal Spitfire. We're going to go into a little song. And
we're going
to come back. We're going to take some callers, and we can talk about whatever you want to talk about as long as you want to stay on, okay?
Let's get it.
All right, Brick House Radio.
I tell a fool that new.
On Mr. Donald Trump and who not to vote. Now, I heard you touch on the, you know, the Jordan situation. Just enlighten me on that, because I ain't gonna lie, I don't have money to buy Jordans. She heard me. I got like maybe one pair of fucking Jordans, and that's it. I've never been a Jordan whore. So, explain to me, you know, why everybody's so mad that people buying Jordans.
I think it's a lot of the conscious people and people that's woke right now, and they feel like people that are buying Jordans are not really paying attention to what's going on. They're just more focused on the release of the shoes. And I don't know if I really want to agree with that. I mean, I feel like we all have our own vices that we like to purchase. So I can't just point the finger at people that buy Jordans. But I will say that people who stand in line and wait for Jordans, especially if they do it on a regular basis, they should be a lot more smarter about it, like investing in Nike. Like, if you know you have a habit to really get out there and buy Jordans every single month or every time they release, why not invest in stock? Pay your $62 and get your share of Nike or a couple shares of Nike, so then when that money comes back at the end of the quarter, that could be money for you to buy shoes. So it's like you investing to get your shoes half off or Or it might, you never know, you might put so much money in your stock that you're getting free Nikes at that point. You know what I'm saying? It's, I just feel like people are just spending money on them and there's no real value after you have them. You know what I'm saying? Unless you buying them and they sold out and then you reselling them, that's different. I give a shout out to people who doing that because at the end of the day, that's a job. So if you're doing it
right.
in that aspect, of you get money, right. But these people out here that's investing all this money in these shoes and they not doing nothing with the money. Like if you, for instance, I know somebody that put a lot of money in the shoes, but he always wondering where he can record at. Why not take that money that you're putting into that and spend on a studio? You know what I'm saying? It's almost the same amount. You spend $250 on a pair of shoes, you can get you a nice-ass microphone and some headphones for $250. You know what I'm saying? Bill, use that money for something that you actually going to use because you might look good in them shoes, but they ain't going to get you no money. So I don't know. That's just my input on it. I have nothing against people who buy them, but I think they should be a lot more smart, especially right now. And the time Jordans is not really important right now. It's a lot of other shit important.
And that's where I'm at with it. You know, my kids, I get them whatever. Like, my son, he don't give a fuck. As long as he look fresh, they can be Vans. And because he think he a little male supermodel. Like, my brother call him Fly Kai. So no matter what he got on, he keeps the polo shit, though. We keep that ghetto shit going with the polo shit. But, you know, he don't give a fuck about a shoe game. As long as this shit right, they ain't too small and they ain't crash. As long as it match what he got on, he good.
Yeah, and another thing I wanted to say about that subject is me being a person that sells clothing, and I have a lot of people that hit me up the day after the Jordans release or the day before, like, man, I need a shirt to match this or outfit to match them. Don't come to me asking for a discount. I put that on the status the other day, too. That's disrespectful to me when I see you with a pair of foam posits on that I know cost you $250, or I see you with a pair of Jordans on I know cost you an arm and a leg. But when you come to me, somebody you know that's going to give you a neat, one-of-a-kind product, you want to shortchange me. And it's like, it's not fair because we know damn well Jordan and Apple, another company that's been brought up this week, are making plenty enough money to take those losses. And brothers like myself and even these other people out here with independent businesses, we don't get that type of love. You know damn well if 10 people from the hood linked up and went out Foot Locker, like, look, I got 10 of us. We try and get Jordans. How much you gonna give us a discount? They ain't going to give you no damn discount. It's going to be the same price plus tech. But then 10 of y'all want to link up and come to me and get your shirt $5. It ain't going to work like that. So that's one thing I'm against, man. If you're going to be one of those top ballers and you want to show everybody how much money you're spending on the Jordans, spend the same way with these local vendors and independent companies like myself, you know what I'm saying? Because it's rude for y'all to go out here and spend top dollar for them products, knowing when you come into me or somebody else getting a one-of-a-kind product and you want to shortchange it. That's all I say.
That's petty. And that's why I don't have no pictures yet, because it's going to be like crack, because I'm going to find a reason to hang one or two or three at every room. And I just haven't decided on what I want to get from you. But once I figure it out, you'll be the only guy I call. Please believe me.
And even saying that, I didn't have people like, oh, you want people to spend $200, $300 on your paintings? Yeah, it's a difference. Because you're spending
it.
And not only are they worth it, it's an investment. Y'all just told me that y'all like my work ethic. So if I keep putting in this work ethic that I'm doing right now, 5-10 years from now, my painting is going to be worth $10,000-$20,000, if not more, and that's going to be in your living room that you can sell when you go through hard times. So not only are you investing in me right now, you're investing in yourself, because a painting has more return than a CD certificate or bank account right now.
Indeed so. Like, that's the stuff. Like, we was having a conversation about, like, the American dollar compared to other stuff. The barter system is going to be worth more than anything, especially if Trump get in office.
Mm-hmm.
The dollar is not going to mean anything. All that money people claiming they got, they balling, they just said it never. What if that don't mean nothing no more?
Mm-hmm.
What if nobody wants your money? They don't want your money.
Cool.
Like, that's the thing about...
Or what if we get rid of cash and we go to straight electronic money? All this drug money will be worth nothing after that.
Yeah.
I heard about that a long time ago. Like, And this was from one of my teachers in high school. He was saying that they was planning on getting rid of cash money and eventually converting all funds to electronic funds so you could put it all on your ID. Your ID will then turn into like a credit card. Not saying that this is going to be true, but, you know, that's the way they think. They want to think of how they can take this illegal money out and also be able to monitor your money 24/7. So everybody got to keep their eyes open and stay woke.
Definitely keep that third eye open. Like when your two eyes together is sleep, that third eye, that's like your alarm system. That's like your watchdog. Like even in your dreams, you got to stay awake. And that's real. And that's one of the things that, you know, I definitely, you know, try to instill in my kids, because that survival thing, that is a must. You know, everybody got their different techniques for survival, but like that not giving up, that's just a part of being black. Like, that's what the one thing that a lot of people don't understand. You know, we just don't have that unity that we should have, you know, but definitely we getting it in spurts. And
yeah,
I
believe that too.
We getting it in spurts, but to get everybody under the same umbrella, that's what they don't want. They don't want everybody to wake up. They still want to keep you out there shooting and killing each other, you know what I mean, out there in them streets. But that's the eye off the big picture.
Yeah, I was listening to a poet talk last night at Snaps and Lounge, and he was also selling books. And in his book, he was talking about how he feels like all people are connected through emotions. And I thought about that. Like, that's the one thing that nobody can put a color to. Everybody gets mad, sad, happy, love. So we got to find a way to connect everybody through their emotions. If everybody hate Trump, we got to get everybody that hate Trump together and get on the same accord. Everybody like money, you got to get together as a community, though, and really start putting your ideas together. Because one thing I don't like, it seems like right now, especially in Annapolis, I see a lot more entrepreneurs than ever before, which is a great thing. But how many of us entrepreneurs are actually employing people in our community? If you just a one-man army and you doing all your work by yourself like myself, but I'm paying a couple people here and there, what good are we doing to the community? We have to also employ people or take certain companies and bring them together that make more sense to make more money. Like all these ladies out here that's doing hair, I salute them because they're doing a good job, but it would be so much more lucrative if just three of them got together, put their brains together and found one central location, rented that location out, and all had traffic coming in, and then they could hire more girls, you know what I'm saying? Opposed to them sitting in these little teeny shops for one person or by themselves, and, you know, your money's going to be limited. If you got 10 people coming in trying to get their hair done, you ain't going to get 10 people hair done. So why not get that money going? Right. Why not give them other people that's left to them other people in your store, and you still get a percentage, you know what I'm saying? So people got to start thinking like that. And I'm telling you, Annapolis, once we start building and using each other as resources to make money, we won't need nobody else. It won't matter who the president is, because we're going to be doing our thing over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so hopefully we get to that point, keep building, and by the time the election come up, we're going to be so set and unified that, like I said, whoever the president is, it won't matter, because we're going to be self-employed and self-sufficient.
Exactly. And that's, you know, that's where we at with it. We trying to work for ourselves. Like, you know, we doing what we got to do to get our foot in the door, you know what I mean? But that's why Focus Entertainment was established. And that's why, you know, no matter what, that's always going to be an effect, you know. And shout out to him and Dot for keeping Focus alive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, shout out to Dot, man. Dot, little do he know, he's one of my motivators, man. When I'm sitting around, ain't doing nothing, I pop on Facebook. This nigga might be in New York doing some serious work, man. And him and cats like Kojo or anybody that, even Trader Kid, man, anybody that's really putting in their effort 24/7, every day they wake up to their craft, man, I salute them. Just keep being resourceful and sharing these opportunities with other people, man. We can't be one-man armies no more. We didn't did that long enough. We got to unify.
Well, that's why I'm here. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that's doing something. And I ain't talking about y'all little dumbasses out there getting locked up, shooting and beating on your baby mothers and shit. Shout out to the real nigga move. Shout out to y'all that wants to care of y'all families and don't mind working check to check and maybe got $100 in savings. Shout out to them niggas.
Yeah, man. Shout out to my Annapolis LOC group. I didn't get a chance to mention them. Shout out Brother Troy. That's been another one of the most influential and life-changing groups I've ever been a part of. We have, from the outside looking in, a few people think that that's a Muslim group, but it's not. It's not religion-based. We have Muslims, we have Christians, we have Pan-Africans, but we all have one mindset. We come to the table every week with goals and different events that we want to put together, not only to build funds, but to give back to the community and educate the community. And in a couple months we've been together, we've put up a couple $1,000s and, you know, in a bank account all together, just coming together each week, putting money together. And I feel like everybody should be doing that, because at the end of the day, that money is going to help employ us and keep us moving. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out for being entrepreneur Negroes.
Yes.
Definitely. We want to see more. I'm like, you know, I ain't no rider, but I'm definitely one of your cheerleaders. Like, anything that I see that you're doing, like, everybody's motivating each other right now, and it's beautiful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of hatery, fuckery going on. That's always going to be there. That's always going to be in the making. But how you step out of that, you know, does make a real big difference. It really, really does. It really,
definitely.
That's why I'm on the web radio lane right now. So, you know, I'm Big Mama. I do a little bit of everything, brother, you know.
I want to thank y'all again for having us, bringing this platform back, because, you know, we haven't done raw radio in a while, and this platform has been missing from Annapolis since y'all stopped. And it needs to be there, because these radio stations locally, they're not going to play us. You know what I mean? They already giving their own hometown people enough headaches trying to get their music played. So why are we going to think they're going to go out our way to play Annapolis artists' music? Even if you do pay them, they still not going out their way, because these dudes from Baltimore and D.C. doing the same thing. So this platform that you're giving artists and people like myself to talk and brand our product is much appreciated. And I just hope y'all keep it up. You know what I'm saying? Whether we doing it or not, keep doing your thing. Keep keeping talented people like myself on the line, and you are helping people like myself build and reach that next level. So, again, I appreciate y'all for bringing this platform back.
Well, we can thank the CEO, Big Bows, Ms. Yanni. As, you know, just how you felt about rap at one point in time and hip-hop, you know, that's kind of how I felt, you know, because I feel like at one point in time on my little airplay, I got jerked. But you know what? Soldier, baby. I'm from out the waters, and nah, we don't say die. I'm back. I'm bigger. I'm better. I got you on here. It's all love. Telling everybody to vote. We don't care if you wear Jordans. You know, we're going to be able to say what we want to say here, and those other type of stations is not going to give us that opportunity. So shout out to us for still being on the underground, even though we out loud.
Yeah, real talk. Shout out everybody tuned in, man. Don't take none of these messages we saying lightly. I know you may be one of those people on the line like, man, fuck this vote and shit. It ain't going to affect me, but it truly will. So do your research, man. It's getting close to crunch time. I believe the primary votes is April 26th, if I'm not mistaken. We need to all be out there and making a valid vote for the Democrats first. And then you can decide which one of those Democrats you want, but definitely no Republicans. They do not have us for their best interest, and they will go on record and tell you that. So, and if anything, if you paying attention to the news, all of the Republicans, the ones that saying some wild shit on record, they don't care how you respond to it. You got Republicans.
Well, that's why we care. We want y'all to vote. Shout out my man, Sel. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up. It's been love. Sel, I appreciate you coming through, brother. My new Pootie. Hey, Pootie. My new Judy on duty. Yeah. So shout out to Yanni. We love y'all. Annapolis stand up, DMV stand up, CT, Rhode Island, all y'all. It's all love. We love y'all. Check us next week, 8 to 10, Brick House Radio. We out.
Peace. Peace.
Yeah.